For thy name is excellent above all names. For the mighty name of Almighty Yah. So we come into the midst of your quiet on this scripture truth. To rock. To lift you up for your mighty feet and your mighty works. We gather in the solemn assembly tonight. Bless our Abba for everything that He has done us. You have brought us through this day. I'd watch carefully over the house of Israel. So as we bow in the midst of your bayat, we do baruch you, our Abba. We esteem you in the mighty name, Yahshua HaMashiach, Lamb of Israel. We do pray that you pour out the power of your Ruah in the midst, and that every love will be convicted because of the discernment of the body of HaMashiach, that we will eat from this living bread tonight, that it may sustain us in the affairs of our Abba, that we will not deny, nor will we walk contrary to the mitzvah, the commands of our precious Abba. And so as we bow, we ask you to strengthen us all and to help everyone in the midst of this bayat, those that will be listening by the live stream, the flow of the internet. We do pray for their strength, their assurance. I do pray that your word will fill the voids. Every home will be filled with the power of your Ruah. So help us all, Yah Yisrael, scattered abroad throughout the nations of the world, where the seed of the remnants, the house of Yisrael, exists. We bind every vow, spirit of darkness, every unclean thing that opposes the will of our Abba. We pray for those that are in need of prayer, the battles, the opposition that oppose the power of your truth, Yah, in their love, that they will be convinced by your truth that all is well. So we bind those powers that war against them. They shall be strong in Ha'imunah, the faith of our Abba, and that they will resist every power of darkness, because they submit unto the Torah of Almighty Yah, and every foul thing of hell shall flee from them. So give us this wisdom tonight. Open our ears to hear, our understanding, that we may have discernment to discern the body of Yahshua the Lamb. Let every song, every word be to thy honor, your tefillah, to esteem you highly above every measure, everything upon the face of the earth. We shall do it in Yahshua's mighty name. We shall sing of the tongue, the pleasure of our Abba, to worship and to serve you. So help us all tonight. Bring the brothers home safely, those that are out laboring. Bring them home safely. In Yahshua's mighty name, bless every listener tonight. In the mighty name of Yahshua HaMashiach, the Lamb of Israel, we worship you. Israel cried hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Come on, lift them up.
Hallelujah.
Come on, lift your hands and your voices.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Thank you.
For this is the day that Almighty Yah has made. We shall rejoice in this. Be exceedingly glad. As thy weeds said, feed me until I want no more. So we ask in the mighty name of Yahshua HaMashiach that you would feed us all tonight, and that the bread of life, the words that you speak unto Israel, you declare that they will not go out and return unto you void, but they shall go and prosper. They shall prosper, Yah, for your purpose and intent for the house of Israel. So we shall mark you for the precious atonement of the Tam, Yahshua HaMashiach, the Lamb, Israel. We ask you to impart your power and the strength of your Ruah into Israel on this eve. We ask it all in the mighty name, Yahshua HaMashiach, Lamb of Israel, and the Bible of Israel cried, Hallelujah! 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 Look to your neighbor and say, my friend, this word is for you tonight. Receive it. You shall prosper. Shalom. I believe that. God bless you. You may be seated. I believe that if we receive the word of Yah, that we shall grow exponentially and we shall prosper. Now there is a false delusion in the world as to what the prosperity or the prospering of Yahweh, what it entails. And the house of Israel has always prospered because there was a dictate by the directive of Almighty Yah that he commanded them the order and what things that they must do in order to receive the shalach of Almighty Yah, that they may prosper in the ways of Almighty Yahweh, in the knowledge of Yahshua HaMashiach. You will see that the strength of Israel, their success, their power to move beyond the carnal things, they may begin to move into the reality of the things of the Ruah. This is a generation, and the people of Yah, they are destroyed, or Da'amand. They are destroyed because they lack the Da'at, the knowledge, and that is the discernment of Yah. This is a generation that cannot discern. They are destroyed because they lack the ability to discern, to know what is of Yahweh, and to understand the paths that lead us before the throne of our Abba. We must understand that Israel was made to prosper. I do understand this hellacious, deceitful lie that what has been taught in what we call Christendom, it is not the shalach of Almighty Yah. It is not a man walking in the power of the renewedness of his mind, his refresh, and he walks in the liberty of the Torah of Yahshua HaMashiach. Now I will take us to Scripture. It will not be based upon some religious doctrine. It will be based upon Torah and what is written in the book. And if it's written in the book, the order of Yah, how we as Israel, what we need to do to get to this place whereby we may have the prosperous walk and life that is full of the health of Yah that he intends for us to have. Scripture details that. It lays it out emphatically. It is just the people of Yah are a selfish people. We have no power to discern what Yah speaks unto us. We have no desire in our life, no purpose that is driven to understand the commands of Yah or his dictates, and so we tend to follow our own pernicious ways. Our ways that are hellish and wicked, ways that are full of darkness, ways that are full of this enmity against Yah. And he shows us in Scripture how we must go and walk in this prosperous life. I want to begin in the renewed covenants. Yokohana, 3rd John, in chapter 1. I want to read the second verse. Now, I know what the first verse says, as the elder, that is whom Yokahan addresses himself as he write unto the elect lady, the elect assembly of Yah, those that are set apart for his purpose, and that the power and manifestation of Yahshua is in the elect lady. And he says unto Gaisha, the beloved elder, whom I, Ahava, I richly and deeply love in the truth. According to Torah, as the power and revelation of this Torah in Yahshua has come alive in me, I love you accordingly, based upon what Torah teaches me, because it is alive, it is well in me, because the power and the strength of Yahshua has made it alive. And he says unto his beloved, he says, beloved, my prayer I desire above all things that you may shalak or prosper and be in health. Shalom. Now that is the health of Yah. It is simply his shalom, his strength, his peace, his security, his advantages. He said, and I want you to be in health, shalom, even as your being, your soul, your inward parts shall lack or prosper. Now that is a directive from Almighty Yah. Well, how do I know? Well, the word, every word that is written, was written or given unto men by the inspiration of Yahweh. And as the Ruah moved upon them, they wrote. Did they not? These were men that were Kodesh. They were set apart. And they had inspired enlightenment of the mind of Yahshua HaMashiach. And the Torah power was alive in them. So he said, my beloved Gaisha, and the elect assembly, my Yisraelite brethren and sisters, I pray above all things, my desire is that you shall lack, that the things of Yah, the understanding, the wisdom of Yah, will produce this successful Ruah in you, and it will be made known by your visit, your presentation, your health, your look, and men will see that above all things, I do want you to show lack. And be in shalom, be in the health of Almighty Yah, in Yah's security, to be in Yah's peace, to be in Yah's health and Yah's comfort. I want you to be in that. Now, he could not speak this way unless there was a living life in him. He could not speak of the shalak or the prospering of the people of Yah, unless Yahweh instructs us accordingly how we must prosper. This is what we see in the world, that we call the prosperity. It is a superficial, disillusional illusion by the powers of hell. And I will make the distinctions as well. I understand in our vernacular there are words that we read and it means the same thing. But in the Aramaic, it does not. That is why we must study to show ourselves approved of. This is a slothful and lazy generation. That's why it is destroyed, because it lacks the da'at, the knowledge of Yah. It has no power to discern. It cannot discern what is of Yahweh. It has no ability to discern it. And because of that, they began to reject knowledge. And Yah says, because you have rejected the knowledge, the data of me, that brings you to enlightenment, to understanding. He said, you shall not be those that will lead Israel. You shall not be Kohans unto me. You shall not be those that have the oracles of Yah. And you cannot speak unto the house of Israel, because you cannot discern them. You have rejected the knowledge of Almighty Yah, and it is something that is amazing. He said, and you have forgotten. You have ignored. You have not delighted. You have forgotten the Torah of Almighty God. This is the generation that has forgotten the Torah. And this Jezebel, she is not the elect lady, the superficial whore that serenades herself as this religious power and this religious superpower. She is a superficial Jezebel. She is a whore. She is a deep bitch. That's why when men go into her, it's difficult for them to abandon her ways. That's why they must hold on to her relics. There are aspects of her they must hold on to. They cannot turn it loose. And we that are the elect of Yah, the elect lady, Yah's will for us, as Yochanan prayed, that we would shalat. We would prosper and be even in the shalom of Almighty Yah, even as our being, our mind, our love, our entire substance of whom we are, as it began to grow and produce the mighty works of Yah that are represented by the fruitful life that we live. And then we see the power of His fruit that emanates from us, and not this superficial false attitude. We must be real. And it must be seen and known that we are real. And that we are the elect lady of Yisrael. The one that Yah has called and established. And we will know that we are the one because we shall prosper. We shall shalak. We shall prosper. But we must define and understand what that prospering is. And the only way we're going to understand that, the only way we're going to know, we must go back to the Bereshit. We must go back to the Torah. And see what Torah teaches us and how we must walk in the shalak, the prosperity or the prospering of Yah. And as we prosper in our inward parts, as our mind is filled with the savory things of Yah, you begin to see the maturation or the maturity of us as individuals, as a body, and our strength, our beauty, our glow, and everything will emanate the power of Yahshua HaMashiach. Not this corrupt thing that we emanate. Not this vile apparatus we call flesh. And that is the first thing that we see. It will not be that. We will prosper. Shalak. Because Yah intends for Israel to prosper. But there's an order. In order for us to walk in the prosperity of Yah, we must understand what He says in order to walk in it. I want to begin here in Joshua ben Nun, Joshua. Joshua chapter 1, verse 8. Now, if you need to correct me, you stand and do that. I will speak emphatically from Scripture. And you cannot challenge truth. You cannot challenge Yah. As Yah prepared this man, Joshua, Yehoshua, to lead the house of Israel beyond the place that Moshe had led them. This is what Yah speaks unto him in Joshua chapter 1 verse 8. He says, this scroll or this book of the Torah shall not depart out of your mouth. That is the command of Yah. The scroll, the data, the knowledge, the understanding, the disciplines of Yah, the Yirah of Yah, the disciplines of Yah shall not depart from your mouth. But you shall meditate therein day and night. For what reason? That you may observe to do according to some that to all, not partial, but to all that is written therein. For then shall you make your way prosperous, and then you shall have tov success. We must stir up the pure mind, the mind that has been created and renewed by Yahshua, by way of remembrance of Torah. And He said unto Yahshua, He said, I want you to meditate. in the Torah of Yah. And that's why our love must be pure. Our inward parts must be pure. That's why Yah, in Yisrael, He has written the Torah of life in Yisrael. And Yahshua is the power of that life. And He causes it to come alive. You will know that it is real. This is superficial. What we call the prosperity. This is the prospering of Almighty Yah, the Shalak. He said you will have tov, success. You will make progress. You will be very progressive. Not these lies of delusion that these serpents of hell that deny Torah teaches men. This kind of philosophical mindset. But Yah says to meditate in the Torah day and night, and then you must do all that is written in the Torah, in the book of life. You must do all. And Yah means that we must eat the way Yah intends for us to eat. We must eat according to the dietary law, the Torah of Almighty Yah. That's why we are very sickly. Our bodies do not produce what they should. We are lethargic. We are lazy. Our bodies do not function. Why? Because we have not eaten from all of Torah. And Torah teaches us in every aspect of our lives. We are like little children left to ourselves. We bring shame. We will mess up a tough thing. We will cause something to stink. That's our mindset. That's our character. That is why we need the character of Yahshua HaMashiach. Once the man began to walk in the renewed character of HaMashiach, he would do all things to please the Abba. As Yahshua did. And so the very strength of his power to succeed and to walk in the excellence of Yah, he had to do all that was written in the Torah. And he must meditate upon that day and night. He must take great delight in it. When he think of the tongue of Yah, his inward parts shout, Hallelujah. And this was the command unto Yahshua. You meditate on these things. And when you see the power that it produces. And how it refreshes and renews you. Then you will shout to the order of your Abba. That he would dispense from Hashemayim. These words of excellence. That will produce the power of his success in us. Not this damnable trash. Because you have a 9-to-5. And make it 40,000 a year. That is not the success of Yah. That is not Yahweh's success. That is not the prospering of Yah. They denounced the Torah. He said, meditate on those things that are written in the Torah, day and night, and thy ways, and your ways shall work. They shall prosper. They shall be success. You shall show this experience that you have had with me. It will be seen. There will be a light of wisdom. A light of da'at knowledge. And that knowledge of that da'at is a discerning. You can discern. You know what is of Yah. And you know what is not of Yahweh. He has made and formed and us marvelously. And Yahshua has come. Toda Yah for that. To create this renewed power of Yahweh in Yisrael. We do not meditate in Torah. We do not think about the Torah of Yah. And that which is written in our left, we do not draw from that living well, whereby Yahshua the system, or the life of the Torah, we do not draw from that. We draw from our carnal activities and our corrupt minds that are full of enmity. Despises Yah, despises the Torah of Yah of your flesh. Hallelujah. We're a generation that is consumed by lust, lasciviousness, and concupiscence. And so the way to walk in the Shalak, the prosperous, beloved, my precious, gracious, my precious elect lady, my desire and my prayer is above all things that you may Shalak. That you may prosper and be in the shalom, the health, whereby there is no weapon when it forms in your mind, will not destroy the power of the word of Yah. We allow these weapons to form in our minds. We give power to the will of our flesh because it is enmity against Yah. And we allow that to form in our minds. And we begin to speak against Him. That's why we have no shalom. We have no successful discernment of what Yah is doing. We cannot understand. We become very weak and frail and sickly, and then we die. The power of His word has no life. It doesn't produce anything. The power of Yahweh's word is full of life. It is full of His ruah. And it brings forth excellent life. Not something that has a little spark that cannot be seen. But it brings forth the life and the power. Yahshua the Lamb. Hallelujah. And so we must eradicate this fountain. Destroy it. That we drink from. That has been based upon superficial lies. Because it's not based upon the prospering of the shalak of Yah. I'm going to take us here in the book. Hallelujah. Scripture says in Dibri Hayayim, 1 Chronicles 22:11. Dibri Hayayim, 1 Chronicles 22:11. That this is what Dawid speaks unto Solomon. I want you to hear this. 1 Chronicles 22:11. He addresses him, "Now my son, Yahweh be with you." And listen to him. Now Yah is with you, Solomon, and he shall not, or he prosperous, or he prosper you, and build that you may build the bayat of Yah, your Abba, as he has said of you. Pay attention. Only Yahweh give you wisdom and understanding. He gives you charge concerning Israel, that you may guard, or you may keep the guard of the Torah of Yahweh your Abba. Now that is what he told him to guard. The Torah. The scroll of Yahweh his Abba. For what? When you keep guard of the Torah, then shall you prosper. Now that is what Scripture says. He said, you regard what Torah teaches you. Did Solomon prosper? My, they came from every quarters of the world, of the known world. And they brought great honor unto him. And they had a great admiration for him. But the command of Yah was that you keep or you guard the Torah. You cause the Torah to be preserved. He said, then shall you shalak, you shall prosper. If you take heed to fulfill the statutes and mishpatim which Yahweh charged Moshe with concerning Israel. And he said to him, he said, I want you to be strong and be of tough courage. Dread not and be not dismayed. Keep the Torah, God the Torah of Yah, his mitzvah, his mishpatim. He said, you watch over that, then shall you prosper. You will prosper. When you began to teach Israel the statutes, the mishpatim, the ordinance of Yahweh, you shall prosper. Now our natural proclivity, our flesh, our natural mindset does not keep us in constant remembrance of what Torah says. For the life of HaMashiach draws from the words that were written. As he said, what I say, these are not my words, but the one that sent me. I speak what he commands me. And so he cannot annul or disallow the power of Torah that has been written in the elect lady. He brings the power of that to life. When a man begins to understand that, he begins to guard that in his lair what Yah has written. If you knew you had great jewels, you tell me you would not guard it? You will not guard it? I would. I'm set for defense of the most precious jewel there is. And that is the message of Yahshua HaMashiach. I'm set for defense. I'm a warrior. Don't sleep in slumber. A warrior. He said, Solomon, you keep guards. You make sure that the Torah is preserved. He has given you a written statute, ordinance. You obey Yah. You teach Israel, you Kohens. That's why his people are destroyed for the lack of knowledge. You're no co-heirs unto him because he said you have rejected the Torah. And because you have rejected Torah, I've rejected you. Tell me, brothers and sisters, everything that Christendom teaches, it teaches us to reject Torah. Everything is based from the premises of Torah. It must be done a Torah way. It does not be God in Baptist, Methodist, or some kind of mythology. It began a Torah way. And he said to Solomon, you keep and guard that which is pure. Will we not guard the life of Hamashiach in us? That's why we're dead. That's why we have no liveliness about us. That's why there is no effervescence of his life in us. When a man prospers, when he walks in the Shirak of Almighty Yahweh, there's a great success, there's a great power of discerning, there's a great fulfillment in that man. Why? Because he has the shalom of Yah. He told him not to dread and not to be dismayed. He told him to be of tough courage. This wicked generation, we don't even encourage ourselves. By remembering of Torah, the teachings of Yahshua, we don't encourage ourselves that way. We're weak, we're fragile, we give in to the powers of hell. The scripture tells us that if we submit ourselves under the word of Yah, we can resist Shaitan and he must flee. That we submit ourselves unto the law, the corrupt nature of our flesh. And that's why we do not walk in the great success or the shalach of Yah, the prosperity of Almighty Yahweh. I'm going to deal with the scriptures that some of you all may have conscience of, what Jeremiah speaks of. I'll deal with that. As I may preface in the beginning, it is one thing about the Aramaic tongue, it is so different than the English form of grammar. If you say two, what two are you talking about? Tell me. Yah is precise. That's why we must study to show ourselves proved. And we are workmen. A workman that has labored, he is not ashamed. A workman rightly dividing the word of truth. Dividing the truth, the Torah, understanding the very principles of Torah, what Torah teaches us. We must understand that. In every incident I've read in Yahshua, even in Solomon, it was a reminding of what Torah, the instructions of Yah, that you may shalak, you may prosper. We're not prospering because we don't remember Torah. The Torah of Yah, the life of Hamashiach, is not real in us. We are pretenders and we are We do a great job of acting, but this must be real. And you will know that it's real because it has a lively form in us. What is that really? It has no lively form. What is real, it produces a lively form. You can reject that. You can scrutinize it. It is still the Amat, the truth of Yah. So he says, you keep the guard of Yah's commands, his mitzvah. And he said that you shall prosper. You shall shalak, you will make great progress. Are you progressing, my friends? Look at your neighbor and say, do I look like I'll progress? Come on, brothers and sisters. When I command you to do something, you look at your neighbor again and say, have I made progression? Now you can answer that in your own love. You ever look in the mirror and you see what you are and say, boy, this just doesn't look what I thought it will look like. And then when you really want to expose yourself, I tell you what, get in front of a full wall of mirrors and just strip yourself down to the bare nakedness. Don't be of hypocrisy. We all get naked. You take baths. I do. I don't take a bath in clothes. I get naked. All right? Hallelujah. Hallelujah. I don't say anything for us to have this humorous type of expression because what I'm saying is a seriousness. I want us to shalak and be in the shalom even as our minds began to guard this truth of Yah. We don't go to, we sell it out for the smallest corrupt desire of our flesh. We began to make compromise. What Yah says. The Torah teaches us how to walk in the shalak, the prosperity of Yah. Once a man began to, his mind began to grow. It began to understand the experience with Yah. To understand the power of Torah, you began to see the great success of that man. You will not see a shallowness of that daughter Zion, but you will see a matured strength, a nature that exemplifies the power and the qualities of Yah. What we see today is a nature that exemplifies the corruption of flesh. Jolomad removed himself away from the Torah. First thing he began to do, he began to show his disloyalty to Yah, didn't he? Do you all understand what I'm saying? He began to show Yah he didn't love him. How is that? Because he began to take upon wives and began to build altars to their gods. And Yah said, you will not have a god before me, Yah. You don't build images to gods. He began to show his disapproval of Yah. And then when he began to do that, he began to turn, reject, forget the Torah. Then he began to show hatred for his brothers that he could not leave Israel. Then all hell broke loose. Every kind of vile, insidious thing from his children corrupted the house. It has not changed. So that's the command of Yah. He said to Yahshua, just keep guard of this. Said to Solomon, you keep guard of the Torah. The words of Yah, you shall prosper. He tells Yahshua ben Nun, he says, tell to him to observe all that is written in the Torah. We must observe. We must keep guard. We must keep watch of it. In the second Chronicles, second Dibri Hayayim, second Chronicles 24:20. Yah says, it says here, 24:20 in 2 Chronicles. At the Ruah of Yahweh, does it say the Ruah, the Spirit of Yah? Is that what it says, or the Spirit of the devil? Spirit of Yah, it came upon who? Zechariah, the son of Yehuda, the Kohen, which stood above the people, and said to them, this is what Yahweh says, not what Zechariah. This is what Yahweh says. Thus saith Yah. Does it say that? This is what Yahweh says. Why do you transgress? Why transgress you the mitzvah, the commandments of Yahweh? Why do that? Does it say that? That you can prosper? That you what? That you what? Say it so I can hear you. That you cannot shalak, you cannot prosper. As this Jezebel whore has told us, you can denounce the mitzvah, the commands of Yah, and you shall prosper. Lost from hell. He says to Israel, he say, why have you all denounced and rejected Torah and defied the mitzvah of Yah that you cannot prosper? What this Lord Jezebel teaches us success, it is not the success of Yah. I will express the very meaning of that word when Yah talks about the wicked when they prosper. I will show you what it is. I know exactly what it says to. The shalev. He wants us to shalah. When you reject this, he says, you transgress, you sin. We know that sin is the transgression of the mitzvah, the Torah of Yah. He said of Yah that you cannot prosper. Because you have forsaken Yah, he will remember you. He has forsaken you. When one forsakes one, it is not even a thought of them. He's going to say the remnant of the seed of the elect woman. When that seed hears the truth, they will not harden their love as in the days of provocation. But they will hear Yahweh. And so this illusion of hell has created this at ease with the wicked, that we look at that, we call it prosperity. Yes, as a man must keep my mitzvah, my commands. He must do that in order to prosper. He must do that. When a man begins to do that, his whole being began to prosper. And you will find that man in shalom. He will be in the health of Yah. His mind is renewed. His body, his desire, the purpose of life. This world has the citizens so bound down. They're sickly. America, listen. We are less than 4% of the world's population. Yet this nation here, of all the illegal drugs, they import 2/3 of all the illegal drugs here to America. It is a drug-bewitched nation. The pharmaceuticals, the lobbyists, we are a nation that is bound by this seduction of hell. When a man is in shalom, he has the health, he has the brightness, the light of HaMashiach in him. Because we do not believe what Torah teaches us, we try to find the remedy everywhere. But he said, my beloved Gaishan, you beloved of Yah, the elect lady, the assembly, I want you to prosper. To shalom. And be in the shalom of Yah, even as you are refreshed by the renewing of the power of this Torah and this life of Torah in you. You reject the mitzvah of Yah, you're not going to prosper. You cannot prosper. You give it over to the powers that rule in the natural earthly realm. That is not prosperity. They are not prospering. They're sickly. They're weak. Their bodies can't function. Their minds are not sound. The shalom of Yah is the soundness of one's mind. This is a corrupt nation. It's not sound. It's not a nation of prosperity. It's a nation of delusions, wickedness. That's what it is. It's a nation of Sahor. She's a Jezebel. That's why they're those that will leave their nations. There are places down in South America and Mexico where there are no men in any of the cities because they come from this elusive pot of gold of deception. You see, they will not bow down unto Yah. They will not crown unto Yah. Why? Because they're not Israel. Israel shall keep the Torah and all Israel shall be saved. That is the truth. They come from every nation seeking the pot of gold. But Yah says in order for you to have prosperity, for you to walk in my shedak, you must keep my and be reminded of my Torah. That's what HaMashiach came to remind us of. That we had forgotten the Torah of Yah. Israel was decimated down to a small remnant of the zero of the seeds. And for Yah to be whom he was, Israel had to be, there had to be a remnant of the seed left. So he had to send HaMashiach. He had to. Did he use Pharaoh to get honor upon his name? Did he use the righteous, the Sadiqah, Zira, the seed, to get honor? Is that what HaMashiach did? Did he come to bring honor upon his name? Did he restore the power of his Torah in the midst of Israel when he brought them out? So has he done that with us. He has brought us out of this whore. He's brought us out of this prostitute that has prostituted you and sold you. And used you. That's all she's done. Hallelujah. That's all she's done. So the Ruah moved upon him and said, you speak to Yisrael, you cannot prosper. Because you transgressed the mitzvah of Yah. That you cannot. I don't care what the TD snake say, the Benny Pitting Hen, any of them. The liars and deceivers. They hold the Torah, the truth of Yah, in unrighteousness. For the wrath of Yah is revealed from Hashemayim. To all men that hold the Torah, the truth of Yah, in this unrighteous, corrupt mindset. And I reveal unto Israel the truth. Hallelujah. Makes no difference whether you agree with me. agree with truth, the word of Yah. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Look at the 26th chapter, the same writings. Verse 3. It says here in the 26th chapter, verse 3. It says, 16 years old was Uzziah when he began to rule or reign. And he reigned 52 years in Jerusalem. And his Imah name was Jehoiah of Jerusalem. And it says this, and he did that which was tzaddik or right in the sight of Yah, according to all that his avat, Amaziah, did. He did everything that was right. And it says, and he sought Yahweh in the days of Zechariah, who had understood. Now Zechariah had understood, he had discernment, he understood the visions of Yahweh. And as long as he sought Yahweh, Yahweh made him to what? How can one prosper when they do not seek Yah? How do we prosper if we do not seek Yah? That is why HaMashiach tells us, to set our affection on things that are above, and not on things that are sensual. Now, is that what this Jezebel teaches people? She teaches them to set their affection on things that are beneath. And as long as Uzziah, as long as he sought Yah, he prospered. As long as you set your affection on Yah and seek the perfect direction of Yah, you will prosper. Your life will be successful. You will prosper. You will walk in the health. It's only when you began to detour and began to seek your own way and your own will, you began to sense this void in this emptiness. You began to sense no life in you. You began to sense a darkness and a depth of darkness that is beyond your comprehension. You sense this bondage, your mind. You cannot get free from it. He did that which was tzaddik. And as long as he sought Yah, he prospered. Yah would be a liar. And by his immutability, he cannot lie. A man must seek Yah. This wicked nation and generation is seeking things. Is not seeking Yah. As long as he sought Yah, he shalach. He prospered. He was successful. He moved in the things of strength. He had great strength. How can a people, how can a nation say that they are prosperous, they are blessed, they are barak of Yah, they are full of His joy, they are full of His strength, His tefirah, His gladness, and yet they don't seek Him? It cannot be. It isn't so. As long as He sought Yah, we can see in each dialogue that I've read from Torah, the desire of these men had to be an affection for Yah. Meditate in the Torah, because the Torah makes you think of the wondrous acts and the works of Yah. When you read in Shema what He did with Israel, how He brought them out, my. That ought to make us shout with great reverence of hallelujah. We see the mighty hand of Yah, what He has done. It ought to cause us to relish in His name and the power of His might. As long as he sought Yah, he prospered. As long as he sought Him, he prospered. When a man is not seeking Yah, he will not prosper. When his affection is not upon the things that are above, he will not prosper. And so what this superficial Jezebel has done, she has set up these little small trinkets, things. We associate that with the great success of Yah. That is not the health. Yah's will. I do hope I have time to finish this today. You'll pray that I do. And I know how I am. I began a message and I hardly ever finish it. That's a flaw that I have. Because I know that there's so many things that we need to understand. We must prepare for the battle. And we are not a prepared group of soldiers. If you look in your backpack, your law and your girdling, you'll find something missing. And that is why I would love to just take time and teach on certain aspects of Scripture. And I would love to do it in a way that is kind of methodical, but I can't. So I raise my voice. I'm very vociferous. I understand that. I just hope that it penetrates the veneer of the corruption. This enamored mind that has been covered with sin and such transgression has become hardened against Yah. As long as Uzziah sought, and that is the purpose of one's love, to aggressively go after. When you seek after something, it is not something passive. You don't seek after something passive. You do it aggressively and you apply yourself. You apply your love. Your motive, your intent is motivated every day by the thing that you're seeking after. Even though you have not found the pot of gold or the riches or this great euphoria, each day you arise and awaken, your love is set in motion to that thing that you're seeking after. You will know whether you're seeking Him, whether He is the constant thought of your mind, whether it's some piece of trinket, a car, house, job, hogwash. It's not even hog's dung. Hog dung is temporal, isn't it? And so are the things that we see that are temporal. They have no everlasting effect. Evangelist Horn would always remind us, you've never seen a U-Haul. Now, you've seen lawyers follow them to the graveyard because the youngest raising hell over who gets the 10 grand. Never seen him. See anyone carry a thing with them. Naked you came, you're going to leave it naked. You're going to leave it naked. And that is the truth. Hallelujah. As long as he sought Yahweh, and Yahweh made him to shalach, he made him to prosper. I want Yah to make me to prosper. I want Yah to make me to have his success. You understand? I want Yah to cause me to advance in the things that the Ruah. Don't you want to advance? You become very stagnant because you're not seeking Yah. And because your mind cannot move beyond the little juvenile thoughts and the things that you think on. What about is prospering the Shohak? He advances. What about gets an advance on the job? Can you not tell the difference in that person and the woman? If one goes from a lower tier manager to a higher tier in management on the job, do they dress differently? Come on. Will they not go out and have a whole new makeover? They get their hair done differently. The woman. The man will go out instead of buying the rack room $3 for $99 suits. He will buy one for $250. Because his income has increased. He will get his hair cut a little different, just a little bit. And it looks a lot different. Instead of him coming to work with stubs on his face, he's a clean-shaven man. His look is different. He said, well, these glasses don't look right. I want to get something that make me look more executive. So he changes his whole appearance. And when a man advances in the Ruah of Yah, it changes the dynamics of one. So when you look at the mirror and you see the same repugnant, foul stench every day, it's because we're not advancing. We're not being prosperous. Hallelujah. Scripture says in Nehemiah, you all follow me because I'm going to make sure that I cover every aspect, all right? It says in Nehemiah chapter 1, and even in this expo here, Israel knew the importance of the name of Yahweh. I want to begin in chapter 1, verse 10. Hallelujah. Now these are your servants and your people whom you have redeemed by your great power and by your strong hand. Are we not the people that Yah has redeemed by his right hand, Yahshua? Was Yahshua not the power of Yah that he raised him by his Ruah from the grave? So we are the people, he says, O sovereign, the one that needs no direction, no input, O sovereign Yah. He said, I beseech you, I beg you, let now your ear be attentive unto to fear the prayer of your servant and to the tefillah of your servants. Look what he says. Who desire to fear your name and what? And what? And what? These land dogs that say the Mizvah to remember his name. His name is Kodash. He said, your servants that desire to fear your name and Shirak, you're not going to prosper. You don't fear the name of Yah. Well, that's my mama. She's a Jezebel. She's a religious pervert. That's my daddy. Well, he's a religious harlot. That's my daughter. She's a Jezebel. I don't care if she calls her name. He says, fear. Fear. Yira. Tremble. Fear my name and Shalak. And prosper. He said, we are the ones that desire, who desire. A desire. Do we understand what a desire is? It is something that is driven by passion, isn't it? I was reading other day that they have this pill. You know, they were given these, they have already mandated in Texas, little girls 8, 9, 10, 11 years old, the papillonia, cervical cancer, that they must take shots. It's a series of three shots, about $300 a shot. And these shots are causing such irreversible effects on children. Seizures, losing their minds, they're blacking out. That's this damnable, dog, wicked government, the society. We keep our minds so bottled up with foolishness, things that we need to know. We don't want to hear that. We don't want to hear it. When a man has a desire, it is something that is driven by a motive that can only be quenched when the desire is fulfilled. So our desire is to fear your name, Yah, and prosper, and prosper, and prosper, and prosper. I pray you, your servant, this day, and grant him mercy in the sight of this man, for I was the king's cups bearer. I bear the cups of the king. Do you not bear the cup of the king? I sure do. I drink from that cup, that fountain of living water that flows. There's a living Torah. There's a living life. And it orders each of my steps. The steps of a tough man, they're ordered by Yah. You think he's speaking from Hashemayim, he says to Deacon Bennett, no, take a right, left. No, he teaches Deacon Bennett in his statutes, his disciplines, his restraints, his limitations. He teaches him how to carry himself. He teaches him the manner of a man. He teaches you daughters the manner of a woman. He teaches us how to feed our bodies with the things that brings about strength and nurturing to our physical being. And when our physical being prospers that way, we know that we're walking according to the Torah of Yah. Let the enemy torment your mind. Fears of death. That he struck you away from the field, the name of Yah. I want to prosper. We prosper. Fear his name, and that we may prosper. So how can a nation that has abandoned, has disdained for his name, how is this a nation of prosperity? It's not so. It is not so. It is not the Shawach of Yah. It is not the success of Yah. It has not come from him. And David says in Tehillim, Psalms 1. You all know this one. Psalms 1, you all probably can quote this. Psalms 1, Tehillim 1 and 1. He says here, bless. Now is this an actual truth or is based upon some prefabricated fable? Is that the truth? All right. Say it loud, Deacon Bennett. Is that the truth? Truth. Truth, Yah. Now David said that we said, blessed is a man that walk not in the counsel of the lawless, the wicked, those that are criminals against Yah. Now all a criminal is one that obeys the law or defies the law. Which one? Say it loud, Deacon Hanukkah. Defies the law. Told her, my brother. So if I'm a criminal, then there must be a stated law that I would defy, have disdain for. So that is what a wicked man is. He is a criminal. He defies the Torah. He said, no, stand in the way of sinners. We know a sinner is one that transgresses the Torah of Yah willingly. He says, and sit in the seat of the mockers or the scornful. Those that mock the Torah and say, well, he got many names. Lies he has one. Well, I can be a Christian and do that. I know you can. You cannot be a son of Israel and do it. Yah teaches us everything. First thing he did in the garden of Garden with Adam and Eve, he taught them how to dress. Taught the woman how to put the woman how to put her clothes and cover the shamefulness of her nakedness. And he taught the man the same thing. A man's body is for his wife. It's not for the Jezebel that he thinks he's holding something for the world to admire his little skinny chicken pock legs and her fat gut and her body exposed. And it's not of Yah. He tells you to cover yourself. For your husband man to enjoy it. This wicked, damnable thing called Christianity in church. They come just like dogs. Titties out. That's wicked. That's wicked. First thing he did, he covered them. He clothed them. He put clothes on them. He covered them up. The shame, the nakedness. And so the world says, flaunt your nakedness. You stink. Your flesh even stink worse when you flaunt it like that. Hallelujah. I don't leave no stones unturned. I'm indebted unto Yah. Makes no difference whether you like me. Appreciate me. It makes no difference. Whatsoever. So blessed is the man that does walks in the counsel of, not in the counsel of the wicked, nor his congregation is with the wicked, with folly and lust and foolishness. That is one of the most vilest transgressions of Yah. Who we make our bow with the scornful that disdain Yah, have no love for Yah, mock his name, and then you mock with them. Damnable trash is wicked. It's a treacherous spirit. You're not loyal to anyone. That's the truth. I will not participate in their frivolity, the trivial pursuits. I want to know what Torah teaches me. I want to prosper tonight. I hope you want to prosper too. I want to prosper. He said, but this man, but his delight is in the Torah, the law, the Torah of Yah. And in his Torah does he meditate what? Was that what he told Yahushua Ben-Hur to meditate day and night in his Torah? So he didn't lie, did he? Did he lie? He did not lie. He said that this man who does that, whose delight is in the Torah, whose Torah does he meditate day and night? He said, and he shall be like a tree planted by the rivers of water. And he shall bring forth his fruit in his season. His leaves shall never wither. He shall never be diseased. The frost shall not hurt him. And whatsoever he does shall what? Shall work. It shall prosper. Now, if Yah prosper the wicked, then this is a fabricated lie. Now, I know what the world would say. I'm going to address that. We got to be wiser than the world. We, the children of Yah, we're dumber than the world. The world is wise to do evil, and we're not wise to do tzedek. We will patronize with him. We will abandon the principles of Yah. We'll turn away from Torah to secure a false friendship. Not I. I will not do it. Hallelujah. Brother Dell and I were in the store today and I asked the man a question. What? And I looked at him and I said, what? I said, man. I said in my mind, I said to Brother Dell, you fool, you better be glad. You don't even know who you're dealing with. Boy. And I looked at him. I looked at this coward. Because today Yah for the Ru'ah of Sadiq. Because I would have mopped the floor with him. Broke his nose and eyelid sockets and all. Sure, I could have done that. I wouldn't even dignify the stupidity of a fool like that. This is a wicked world. But his whole attitude changed when he followed me. I didn't need his assistance. Hallelujah. I will do Sadiq. I will do righteous. I will Sadiq Torah in me. And the life of that is Yahushua. That's why that name is sweet. That's why I sing about that name. I dance in that name. I shout in that name. You laugh and about foolish things. It's not of Yah. It's time for us to be sober, very diligent, and be about our boss business. We've been trained by this crazy, damnable thing called television. It teaches you laugh. They have this sitcom, Toda, my brother. That's what it's done. So we think everything is comical. But Yah speaks is serious. I've never been admired by any man that stands in the rostrum of Yah and he make mockery and cause folks to scorn and to laugh. I think it's one of the most vilest things. Get before the people with this joy, the crown, smile. Well, there's a time to smile. There's a time for the expression. And the seriousness of Yah, especially here, to be expressed. Hallelujah. That's why you must be taught. That's why we need men that will teach us. Hallelujah. So when a man is planted, a man that will not walk in the counsel of the wicked, these lawless ones that will defy the Torah, he shall prosper. Whatsoever he does shall prosper. Whatever he touches shall prosper. Now turn quickly here to Jeremiah 12:1. Now this is a prayer because Jeremiah was complaining. Now I know what word he used here. I'm going to read the word, but I want to show you how this Aramaic expression is defined. It is not defined as the yalak of Yah. It is not defined by the same in the shalak of Yah. Shalak. Shalak. It says in Jeremiah 12 verse 1. He says, he addresses Yah. He says, Tzaddik, righteous are you, O Yah. When I plead with you, yet let me talk with you of your mishpatim, of your judgment. He said, now Yah, when I talk to you, let me talk to you about your judgment. Because I know the way of your mishpatim. I know what Torah teaches us. He said, let me talk to you. He said, wherefore? Wherefore? Now, it's a question here. Wherefore does the way, does not the ways now, that's the way that seems right, does the way of the wicked prosper? Shalev, shalev, shalev. And that is simply, brothers and sisters, I've done the research. It simply means to be at ease. The wicked is at ease about everything. Oh, I got my house, my car, I got my things, and they look as though that they are at ease. It is not the shalak of Yah. Shalev, shalev, shalev. Why is it seen that the wicked prosper? Wherefore are all they happy that deals very wickedly, treacherously. Now, Yah, if they prospered, Shohak, then what that we said would be a total lie, wouldn't it? Now, you must read the on down from that. I'm not going to read all the chapter that, but do read the rest of that chapter, Jeremiah, all right? You can see Yah said, I've already forsaken the wicked. I'm going to destroy them. I'm going to cause the armies to rise up against them. He says in verse 2, he said, you have planted them. Yes. Did he plant Pharaoh? Did Yah plant Pharaoh? He planted Mr. Bush. Mr. Putin. He plants all leaders. He said, you have planted them, for they have taken root. They grow, yes, and they bring forth fruit. You are near in their mouth, but you're far from their lips. Your name comes out of their mouth. Their mouth speaks of Yah and all of his benefits, but their love is far from you. This is a people, and that is what their shalev mean. It is those that it is to be at ease, simply at ease. And the wicked, as in, they're at ease. I kind of not keep up, but I do look at the Dow and see how the market, it's a false market. It's up to 13,400. And those that are making money are those that with money. And those that are being robbed and seduced are the little ones that got $10,000, $15,000, $20,000 thinking they're going to make money. They're not going to make money. Do you understand? It's all a game thing. And so they relish in it. Believe me, those that have $15,000, $20,000, $80,000, $100,000, they're not going to buy the townhouses in Manhattan. $3 million townhouses 1,000 square foot of space. And they're going, all right, do you hear that? What will happen? They will lose every nickel. You ask all those that invested all their life savings in Iran and some of these big MCI. You ask them, okay? So they're not going to make money. But that's what the nation called prosperity, doesn't it? That's what Mr. T.D. Jakes, the snake, declares. He is a snake. He's birthed by hell. He has been raised up by hell. The Benny Hunchback hymns, they're raised up by hell. The devilish smiling Osteen. If you got a character that smiles like him, then you know it's not right.